Set Legends have your morning sorted. Looking for something fun to do for the rest of the weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. paddysmarkets.com.au.
Put your hands together.
It is the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when.
A new era.
Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolden.
Chris Demaculate.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. It's Gus Walland here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. What a weekend of sport we've already had. So much to talk about in the show already, boys. The Dogs over South Sydney. What a result that was. Penrith get the minor premiership over the Cows. Parramatta over Brisbane. And in the AFL, West Coast didn't score a point in the first quarter, but got the job done against the Kangaroos. And what about the Saints? First time in a long time they've made some finals
footy. 9 years.
9 years, is it? G'day, Jude. How are you, brother?
Really well, mate. Yeah, big week of sport. And obviously the US Open golf is on. And there's plenty going on.
NBA finals as well.
Yeah.
Yep. And the NFL has started.
Yeah. I mean, what about Denver?
Oh, crazy.
Mate, because remember...
Nuggets.
Yeah, the Nuggets. Remember that last week? I know we'll talk about it later. But last week, Shane Hill said, mate, Clippers have got the... I reckon they'll take it out. It just turns just like that.
Exactly.
It's a crazy year.
Clippers, massive choke.
I know. And I know they're not choking at the moment, but the Panthers, mate, minor premierships, mate, in
on
a canter.
Fire.
I know you've been on their bandwagon for a while now. You think they're the real deal?
Mate, they've just got the full compliment. And we're going to speak to James Harmer.
Yeah, the skipper is on straight after this, boys. He didn't play last night, which is nice for him to rest himself up. But, yeah, I mean, Nathan Cleary can play the kid.
Yeah, mate, you'll see him. But you know what I like about it too? Like, just the way he's come back from his little bit of adversity. And just he just
a bit
got
of TikTok
on with it.
Action?
Oh, mate, who doesn't mind a bit of TikTok action?
Exactly
he's
right.
He's still in line for the Dally M. It's amazing.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. So he got banned for a couple of matches, didn't he? And then basically came off the back, but it still looks like he might win it. So much to talk about. We've got Michael Diamond because Sydney 2000 is 20 years ago, so we wanted to go back and have some memories around that. We've got Kezzy Apps, obviously, with the Women in League round. She's going to be talking about the Women NRL starting in a couple of weeks' time as well. Of course, we've got the rapid-fire footy preview. Flog or not, Jude is absolutely giving it to someone in tackles. It should be an absolute ripper show. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Dead Set Legends here on Triple M.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Walland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. It's time now to talk to this man.
Our next guest has played for Australia and New Zealand, won a grand final in 2015, played State of Origin, and is just an all-round massive unit, as if he couldn't be any better. He also started this year fighting fires.
Putting out the fires, moving on to the next part, putting out the fires.
Unbelievable. The last time the Penrith Panthers won a minor premiership, they won the lot. God help Penrith if that happens. Dead Set Legend, James
Tarmo. Yeah, he's a Dead Set Legend and so kind to join us here on the show. JT, how are you, brother?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Wendell Saylor, mate. I've got to say congratulations to you, mate, because I know that as much as you want to stay at the Panthers, you have decided to move on, but you understand the next generation's coming through. James Fisher-Harris has set a standard, but I think the last couple of years, you went there with a job to do, and I think you're doing it the best way possible.
Yeah, big deal, mate. I can't take all the credit, mate. I knew I was there to do a job, but these young ones, mate, they grew up playing together, you know, out here, out west. They've got an unbreakable bond.
Yeah.
James Fisher-Harris is one of the toughest blokes I think I've ever met. You know, you don't get too many, with the rule changes, you don't get too many blokes playing 80 minutes in the middle these days. So he's really turning up. And a lot of these other ones, you know, Stephen Crichton, Jerome, you know, Luai, you know, just the partner, Nathan Cleary there. Like I said, you put them all together, you keep injury free, and these guys, you know, they can do anything.
Mate, I got to ask you about that too, because what I love about what I see with you guys, there's no real egos there. You're just enjoying it. You know what it's like? It's like, you know, when you're at school and you're playing with your mates and you're winning all club football, yeah, like at a junior level, mate, you're all just hugging. The boys are coming off. Like young Matt Burton, he could be frustrated at any other club you're playing first grade, but he understands he's got to bide his time, as those other young blokes did. So, mate, there's a real good vibe in the club at the moment.
Mate, unreal. And these guys, you know, they... A winning streak, you know, you can tell means nothing to them. They're just happy to turn up and play football. They, you know, by their own words, Brian Tuttle, he turns up every day and he says, you know, I'm living the dream. I can't believe this. So the old fellas, like me, you know, some of them wouldn't know what losing is yet. But, I've been all through it, so I'm just enjoying the ride. But, yeah, mate, it's such a special thing that they've got going here. And, you know, training, they, you know, we go through training and they're still out there an hour, 2 hours later. The coaching staff have to pull them off, you know, because they're overdoing their kilometres and stuff like that. So it's a special thing, mate, and something that Penrith have worked hard, I guess, through their juniors to keep.
James, the kicking game of Nathan Cleary, obviously he's just been able to step up in terms of confidence, but just in clutch moments, how important has he been for the club, but also the effort that he's putting in each week?
Mate, massive. You know, I think it started last year with Jimmy Maloney. You know, he showed him a lot off the field, and it really shows with Nathan. You know, you see him on the field, he's doing all these things, he's competing on everything. You know, his mindset for the team is, you know, his mentality is team first. So but just off the field, the stuff, you know, some people wouldn't quite see is, you know, he's very boisterous in, you know, the video sessions and meetings. He's definitely become a leader. I hate to admit it, but he's my kid's favourite player in the household at the moment. I think I'm third or fourth.
But you know what? I understand that, because the way that he carries himself, and I know he got into a little bit of trouble start of the year, mate. He copped it. The TikTok thing it was a little thing that he did, and he copped to put up his hand. But I just love that his dad had to sort of reprimand him, but he didn't really, as you said, he had to talk to him as a coach. But Ivan Cleary himself. Mate, what he's done with you guys, like, you guys are on the bus all right, you know? You guys are doing what you're
doing. Don't say that, the poor Tiger fan.
No, sorry.
Come on, he actually is on the bus.
But even Trent Barrett, like, having Trent Barrett there, people sort of forget that Trent was sort of moved on a little bit, then he's back there. The coaching staff, I love Peter and the coaching staff, and they're happy. They're watching these guys play. So all the work that they've implemented into you guys, and you guys are playing, you know, wonderful football.
Yeah, mate. Oh, the coaching staff, you know, they started it throughout this whole season, you know, through pre-season. We've got Cameron Serraldo, defence coach. Obviously, Trent Barrett's come in, attack coach. And Ivan Cleary's the one who holds it all together and bringing all the boys together. So, you know, I think Ivan brought it up the other day, you know, obviously with everyone, you know, some certain people moving on, we're not going to have this again. So let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it. And yeah, let's, you know, try and do special things this year.
Well, no doubt you'll get the shield next week when you're in your last home game. Have a listen to how I mucked it up when the Roosters won it.
Let's go now to the presentation for the JJ Giltinham Shield.
A couple of trophies, the JJ Giltinham Shield. What a match tonight by the Roosters, the JJ Giltinham Shield. And I have the NRL CEO, David Smith, to hand over the JJ Giltinham Shield.
Oh, dear. I hope someone whoever so does your grand announcement does better than that.
How confident was he? He just kept going, didn't he? And like, but there was only about 100 fans there, so.
Yeah, you'll have more in the crowd. All the best to you, mate, and look forward to catching up with you during the final series.
Likewise, mate. Thanks for having me, guys.
Coming up next, it's the Burley Curly. All thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Lots of questions for Jude and I to ask the big fella about rugby league. We're going to talk about Fenua Blake, Head Knocks with Boyd Cordner, and of course, Sam Burgess.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. It's time now for this.
Oh!
Curly.
Yeah, a chance for Jude and I to ask some questions of Big Dell, around the game of rugby league. But before we get to the questions, Jude, there's a bloke called Brett Carroll. Now, he plays for the Como Crocs down in the Sutherland Shire. The Mighty Crocs, who do a lot of work with Gotcha for Life. I know you've been there, down there, and spoken to the members.
Yeah.
Brett Carroll played his 500th game last week for the club. 30 years service he's given.
Well, that's so good.
I met him when he played his 499th match. He's an absolute champion.
Well, listen.
He's a sort of second rower, yep. back row,
yeah,
runs on the edges.
Yeah.
And he kicked a goal last week as well.
Good on him.
His own try. So mate. Big shout out to Brett. Congratulations on great service, mate.
And well done to you too, mate. They got you for life. You boys have been down there quite a bit, so yeah, they love you guys.
Mate, I love it down there in Como. I really do. So big shout out to you, Brett. Well played, mate.
Right, Adele. 4 head knocks in 10 weeks for Boyd Cordner. What advice would you give to the Roosters skipper around his most recent head knock and his overall well-being?
Oh, look, I love watching Boyd Cordner play. He was very resilient through his junior career because he had a few, I think, knee ops and that.
Yeah, two big ones.
Yeah, your mental headspace and obviously what he's going through at the moment, he's got to be very careful. I want to see Boyd Cordner play on. But I reckon welfare after football is more important. So, mate, take time out like, when the season finishes and really think about, you know, where you're at and the head knocks. Because you're probably the bloke you could talk to. You're like, you're the bloke. Mate, what would you say?
Oh, I think you've got to think about long term now.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of, I mean, 4 in 10 weeks is that's a lot. That's
so he's not lot, playing mate. Tonight.
No.
He may not play against South, depending on, you know, if the Roosters can't finish any higher or lower. Then he's got finals, but then he's got 3 weeks of State of Origin where he's going to captain our state.
Yes.
So a lot of footy, I would trust in whatever the Roosters have in place.
Yes.
And I reckon that Robbo and those boys know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
He came out strong against Peter Fitzsimmons, who's carrying on like a pork chop at the moment. So, you know, I'd leave it up to the club.
Of course.
Adam Fanua Blake wants out of Sydney. Warriors are the short price favourite for his signature, but is that the best move for him?
Oh, mate, I'm happy for him if he goes there because I think they need someone of his class, and I think that's a good move for him. I think he's got a young family. I remember when he was at the Dragons, you could always see he was going to be something special. He had a little bit of a hiccup there, and, mate, well done to Manly for letting him go. I think they're about to let him go. So, mate, Warriors would be a good move and good for the Warriors, especially the way they're playing at the moment.
He's such a class player, though.
He is, mate.
But it will free up some money for Manly to do what they need to do.
And that's why I reckon Manly is good, too, because they understand how the salary cap's working, unlike you Roosters blokes.
Yeah, mate, let's not start. We're just going through your premierships a minute ago. How are your sides under the salary cap? And what about the Canberra sides of the late 80s?
We took pay cuts back then, mate.
Oh, of course you did, yeah. What about this young South Sydney Rabbitoh, Joseph Suwali?
Yes.
He's asked the Rabbitohs for get-out clauses to make bigger offers from rugby. This bloke.
Yep.
It's not his fault. It's obviously people guiding him.
His management, you know, you talk about your entourage. I can understand what they're doing because this kid, he is something special. Stephen Hall's actually said this kid, if he was to play World Sevens now, they'd win half of their games. Like, their best jumper, he gets the ball back for you and that. So he goes head-to-head with the Fijians. He went to training last year and he killed it. So he was, 16 last year?
Yeah.
And he was setting that standard. So for him, if it's a four-year deal, take the four-year deal. I understand his management's doing what he's doing. But you've got to
commit to something, don't
you? That's right. But you know what? To go back and forward,
it's getting ridiculous now.
And you know what? It could be embarrassing for South too. Don't let him play the game, especially Wayne Bennett. Make a call on it.
Yeah, what about Sam Burgess? He was asked by Lara Pitt on Fox League what his thoughts on was playing about playing footy this year.
Definitely not this season. I'd be lying if I said it hadn't crossed my mind. I've been back in the bubble training and the body feels pretty good, but it's just a dream at the moment.
See, it's a tough one for me because I love the way that Sam plays. I played against him, and I'd love to see Sam back playing. But I worry about his shoulder.
Yeah, you know what it's like. You suddenly haven't had the hits and things like that. You get the itch again, don't you?
Look, yeah, it's easy. It's easy to train, and there needs to be a little bit of contact. But when you week in, week out,
way that he plays as well. But he can't just come back into South Sydney. He's been paid out. GI's been paid out on medical as well. You can't just sort of pay these blokes out and say, you know what, I actually feel pretty good now, so I'll come back in. You can't be having that happening. If South Sydney get those two players back, everything they've been paid out's got to go on top of the salary cap, and then you start again.
Oh, I don't know how that works, but it's none of my business, but I'd like to see Sam back.
You just can't just do whatever you want to do.
Well, the Roosters do whatever they want to do.
Oh, mate, honestly.
We do it smartly.
We do it smarter than most. What about Origin venues announced during the week? Adelaide, then Sydney, then the third game in Brisbane. It's all going to be over by the time it gets up to your joint.
Oh, well, look, mate, we're going to be battling this year. But anyway, mate, I'm confident that Kevy will get a good side together. But I'm looking forward to Origin. It'll be so good. Massive. I don't mind it being at the end of the season.
Okay, fantastic. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you're
now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
It's the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M, brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets. And boys, we want to talk about Sydney 2000 now. We want to throw it open on 133353. And the best callers will get Sydney Luna Park tickets for their 85th birthday. That's starting in October. So you'll be getting some unlimited ride, double passes to Luna Park for our best callers. Want to talk about, did you attend and what was your favourite memories of the games? Got some audio to play as well. Boys, let me start with Thorpey for me. Just an amazing athlete, and obviously went on to even greater things. But Ray Warren, talking around Thorpey at the pool, if you can just remember some of those nights that started the Olympics off, where the pool was just electric and we took the Americans on. Can you remember that?
Unbelievable.
So and good.
Yeah, just phenomenal. Yeah. Just the whole experience of the 2000 Olympics. For me, there was a moment just watching back and watching Michael Johnson in the 400 metres. I think we've got some audio here.
Johnson's running a big bend. He goes up and takes the lead from Horton. Harrison's 4 metres behind him. And then Perella. Johnson's clear. Harrison's running on strongly. They can't get to him. Johnson's clear. He's going to do what no man has ever done in Olympic history and win the 400 twice.
The straight back, Dell, how good was he? Like, he had the gold Nikes on. He was just looked electric that night.
He was fantastic. I think he raced straight after Caffey. I might be wrong. He might have been in just before Caffey. I can't remember. But we had 11 gold medals in the stadium that night, and it was just an amazing night to be there.
Everything happened, and you know, boys, we're all confident. And Gus, you know, you've got some confidence. So lucky enough that day to be sort of in there watching it. But the Nike Hotel that they put us up at, you know, there was Joey, Lockie, Laurie Daly, you know, well, it was the best. In the morning, I've come down to have breakfast, Michael Johnson, he's there, and I went up and said hello. He was doing his interviews and that, because what we saw, it was just the magic of seeing.
Was that the morning after he had won gold?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. But we've been to the last lap. We had a long session there, so I didn't get too close.
The last lap was what the nightclub.
Home nightclub. It was, yeah.
Could anyone get in there, or was that sort of special?
No, there was, yeah, you had to be sort of, you know, accredited, like an athlete or with the sponsors. And obviously, okay. Nike looked after us.
What about the night that Cathy did her stuff? Have a listen.
Well,
Freeman's got work to do here. There's about 150 to go. Guevara and Mary are right up. It's going to be a big finish. Into the slate, Graham leads. Freeman runs up to her. Mary inside. Cathy lifting. Goes up to Graham. Takes the lead. Looks a winner. Draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
It gives you chills, doesn't it? Like that, the whole experience was just phenomenal. And even you throw in the Paralympics as well, the week after as well, because, you know, I was lucky enough to get along to there and just see some of the incredible athletes, you know, 400, 1500 meter runners running alongside. They're blind and they're running along with their, arm tied to someone else and running world records.
What about the trust amongst those athletes and their coaches and so forth?
I saw the blind long jump and the trust to go and leap and hit the board like millimetres into the air. You're jumping into nothingness. Just phenomenal.
Exactly. And the Paralympics pretty much from that moment ended up being as big as the Olympics, if you like. I know in London, sold out every single event.
Yeah. But it's not just even about, like, not gold medals, but, like, remember Joy Tarima, you know? Like, he came from nothing and obviously...
Did he have a ciggy?
Yes.
I think he had a ciggy, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying, the folklore of that sort of stuff. And then Tatiana Gorieva.
She won silver the night that Cathy won gold.
That's what I'm saying. It's not always about the gold medals, but we just, as Australians...
How did you remember her, Del?
I don't know. I used to love pole vaulting. I don't know.
You used to love pole vaulting. Yeah, and so did I.
And her husband, I think, at the husband time was Victor. I liked him too.
Jai Tarima, the quick story from the AIS, there was the ice bath down there. Apparently, they used to test how long they could stay in the ice bath.
Yeah.
He got pulled out of there after about 15 minutes or 16 minutes or something like that. Got pneumonia and almost had to miss training.
Give us your thoughts on the Sydney 2000 Olympics. Just your memories, and we'd love to hear from you on 133353 for your chance to get your unlimited ride double pass to Luna Park. More coming up on the Legends in a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Dragon here on the Dead Set Legends here on Triple M 104.9 in Sydney, and we are talking about the Sydney 2000 Games. What a wonderful set of memories we have talking about all the different sports, and we've got plenty of callers on the line. Start the ball rolling with Adrian from Matraville. G'day, Adrian.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Well, yeah,
good. mate, what an absolutely fantastic time. It was the time there. Sydney absolutely shone for 2 weeks. Everything went amazing. There was no traffic issues. It was absolutely perfect. My personal favourite memory there, I'd never even been to Bondi, and then I got tickets to the semi-final of the women's beach volleyball there. So Natalie Cook. Heading down Bondi Road there, this massive monolith up on the beach, and I actually ended up with courtside seats right in the middle there. And yeah, it was just such a buzzing atmosphere there. Side point, 1 year later, I'm traveling around the Middle East and I see myself on the television there. They're showing the TV like a year later.
You're a buddy star agent. Thank you. Let's go to Darren and Rudy Hill. What was your memory, Darren?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll just have to say this one had to be one of the greatest encouragement, and it was a best determination, best encouragement, best willing. Will to not to give up would have to be Eric the Eel.
Eric Musumani from Equatorial Guinea.
Exactly. Gee, you sound like either Darren Lockyer or Seabold, don't you, Darren? How's your voice, brother?
I am a Broncos supporter too, so I love your work, Del.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that, mate.
Don't they call you Eric the Eel?
The boys, Chris Lim and that, they get into me. Swimming's not my strong suit.
Really? What about Katie and Mascot? What was your magic moment, Katie?
I'm guessing that's me. I'm not in Mascot. I'm in Bella Vista. How are you today, guys?
It's definitely you, Katie. Thank you.
Okay. My favourite memory was my brother winning a bronze medal in the men's cocktails pairs with James Tompkins.
Oh, yes. Actually, can I be honest? I think we met him in the Olympic Village.
Matt?
Yes, we went to go.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, Nike took us in there, and we got to...
I hope you didn't drag Matt around with you, clown.
No.
He sounds like a lovely kid.
No, it'd be the other way around.
Yeah. there you go, see?
I doubt that,
fantastic.
Katie.
Fantastic, what a memory.
Thank you so much for everyone that we couldn't get to as well. I think we'll give to Adrian and Matt Treville the tickets to Luna Park. Why not? He gave us such a lovely rap there. More on the Dead Set Legends coming up in a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Now, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets, boys. And it's Women in Leagues round. How good is this? We have one of the greats. Kezia Apps, St. George Illawarra, New South Wales captain. She's a Dragon, a Blue, a Jillaroo and an All-Star. Captain the Dragons to the NRL Nines Championship in Perth earlier this year. Played Junior Rugby League at the Bega Roosters alongside Storm and New South Wales Blue for Dale Van Uken. The NRLW kicks off in 2 weeks, boys, on October 3. And the Broncos are the defending back-to-back champions. I think they've only actually lost one match in 2 years. And they beat Kez's Dragons in the grand final last year. Kezia Apps, how are you, champion? Nice to see you on the Dead Set Legends.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kez. It's Del here. How are you going?
Good, Del. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I see you've been training pretty hard. And that's one thing I respect about you girls. Sometimes you don't get, I suppose, the funding and obviously the training that some of the boys get. But in your own time, I see you and Millie Boyle, Sam, you guys are all training, Jess Surges. You guys are setting a really good standard. How's that been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. Especially through COVID, that was a little bit tough. But, you know, not knowing what was going to happen this year and things like that. But we were really positive and we tried to keep each other motivated and set each other challenges to, you know, to still be at our best because... and be ready for footy if it was the next day or the next week or the next month. So we're just trying to prepare our bodies as best we can with what we had. And fingers crossed we got a season and, it come through. So we're really stoked and, we just can't wait to rip in.
Kezia, it's Jude Bolton speaking here. Obviously, the Women in League round, what does that mean to you? Obviously, the game's gone from strength to strength over this past period and you're at the forefront of, you know, that growth.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a long time now, and it's so nice to be recognised as players. I know, like in previous years, years and years ago, it was just, you know, obviously your mums and the coaches and, everyone involved as volunteers or stuff like that, people in the canteen. So it's really nice to be recognised as players as well now, and the women's side of things have just got growing from going from, as the slogan says, from strength to strength. It's just amazing to be a part of it. And it's an amazing round that, you not only get to be recognised as players, but all the women involved. And I know, like, my mum has been, my number one supporter and has been along with me ever since I was younger, even though she hated the fact that I was going to be playing rugby league with the boys and her little girl. She didn't really have a little princess. So I was just one of the boys. But Yeah, she's still been my number one supporter. Even when I started back playing again, she was still travelling with me to and from Sydney because she didn't want me to travel on my own. So, yeah, no, she's a legend and I absolutely love her.
Well, Kez, that's what I love about you. Look, I've been lucky enough to be down there at the bushfires at the start of the year and you took me in and around Bega and she's an absolute legend down there. And Dale Finucane, who obviously you play with at the Roosters, whenever we posted something, like, these two are really close. He's always happy for Dale to do his thing and that. And he always says that Kez was, like, their gun player.
Just dominating.
Yeah. And, so how's that friendship been, seeing him do what he's done? And, you know, obviously he supports you. You guys have got a great bond, especially with Millie Boyle as well.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think when I was young too, because I'm obviously gigantic.
I didn't even notice.
And like whatever team I play in, I'm like always the tallest. So nothing changed when I was younger too. And obviously boys don't get their growth spurt and everything like that until, you know, later on. So I was like this bloody tall, blonde girl in their squad, like two heads above nearly all of them, I reckon. yeah, no, it was great. I absolutely loved playing with him when we were younger, and I guess we knew, or I knew, my dad knew, because my dad was my coach for most of the years, and he'd often tell everybody that, you know, he's gonna make it. Like, his work ethic back then was exactly the same as it was now. Like, he just wouldn't stop. He was like a little workhorse. So yeah, no, and I'm just so proud of him, of how far he's come. And, you know, when he started, you know, first making teams and, you know, going really well in the NRL, I was like, damn it, like, I wanted to be, like, that's what I wanted to do, but obviously I couldn't, because I was a girl. I'm like, I wanted to be a boy just so I could do that. But
you got there, though. You got there.
I agree. And I've trained with you, Kez. Like, you train hard. You are a weapon, but you do call yourself the big dog. Isn't that right?
Oh, mate.
Wow.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, you do.
That's coming from you, Del.
Let's be honest. Let her speak. She does call herself, I'm the big dog. She's the big dog. Isn't that right?
Yeah, beast mode.
Yeah.
Well, you two are absolute legends. We cannot wait to see you out there doing it, Kez. And, of course, the Women's Origin is on Friday, November 13, up there on the Sunshine Coast. No doubt you'll be giving it to those Queenslanders.
Go,
thanks,
Queensland.
So much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. You are a Dead Set Legend, Kez. Good on you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, it is Jude Tackles on the Dead Set Legends, and he's given it to someone who simply didn't do their job properly this week. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. It's time now for this.
Hey Jude Tackles.
Opportunity for you to rip in something that's got under your claw this week. Jude, go for it, brother.
Right, this week's Tackles is reserved to the Matildas merchandise team. That's right, our national women's football team, who've made the staggering oversight of not producing any away soccer jerseys for women until 2022.
What?
That's right. Australia has just been announced as host of 2023 World Cup with the Kiwis. It's a momentous moment. The commercial opportunities are boundless. The growth of the game could send it into another stratosphere here in APAC. And they choose not to capitalise and generate much-needed revenue into the game. Talk about ridiculous. Bloody hell. This is like beer, wine and spirits, or more commonly known as BWS, choosing not to sell wine during coronavirus. It's just BS.
Yeah.
I just want to know the thought process. It's your job. You've pulled your whole merchandise team in. The chief commercial officer's there. You're all deciding on what might be something we sell. What could possibly our most marketable property as a team? The national kit? You'd think so. FFA, sitting there with the clothing manufacturer. Okay. So we got the home strip, tick. That'll go well. Away strip. You reckon any women or girls would want to buy that? Maybe even just to offer an alternative colourway, just another revenue stream? It looks awesome. Nah, let's just make it in men's sizes. Holy hell, it's only the national women's teams, the Matildas. Talk about sign your exit notice from your position as a merchandise manager. We need our very own Dan Ganane to march them all out of here. Goodbye. Some might say that this is as short-sighted as Stevie Wonder. Yes, yep, even blind Freddie can see this is a poor decision. The FFA fleece parents at kids' registration time, participation is still climbing. Then they pull this stunt. This is how they repay the faithful. It's a bit like Dell in the boxing gym realizing he's lost his speed and power. Don't wait a couple of years to fix the problem. Bolton out.
Beautiful, yeah, Jude. Right. From the backyard to the racetrack, you need the right tools for the job. That is Jude Tackles, available at Total Tools. Really looking forward to the second hour of the Dead Set Legends this week. We've got a gold medalist that had to sell that gold medal because he hit such tough times. Flogs or not, and plenty of other stuff coming up. Please don't go anywhere on the Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends, brought to you by Paddy's Markets. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. Paddy'sMarkets.com.au.